ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזרת השם שאור יהיה ללב נשמת האש הכשר, דוד ונעמי דשי הלוי, רוח השם תנחנו ביום נדן, אמן. ולרנק בעזרת השם התברך, this week we have פרשת קיצה, and we have also פרשת פרה. את שולחן ערוך brings down that some say that פרשת פרה is also מוזבא מן התורה. So we'll speak a little bit also about Parashat Parah, and we'll speak about Parashat Shavua Be'ezrat Hashem. We'll try to combine things together Be'ezrat Hashem et Barach. We see right at the beginning of the Parashah, the Torah commands us here to give Mahasit HaShekel. Like the Pasuk said, Ki tisa et rosh b'nei Yisrael v'kudahem, v'natenu ish kofer nefsho l'adonai v'kudotam, v'lo yeh bahem negev v'kudotam. So you shouldn't have negif magif ahas v'shalom if you're going to count Am Yisrael. You see what happened at the times of David HaMelech. When he counted Am Yisrael, he did not take kofar from them. Therefore, a plague came, and every day, a lot of people, they were dying, 100 people, they were dying a day, until David HaMelech was metaken 100 berachot a day to stop that magifah. But here the Torah is telling us, anytime you want to count Am Yisrael, you cannot count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have to count something else. How should you count them? Said each one should give half a shekel, and you count the shkalim, as much as shkalim that you have, multiply it by 2, and that's the number that you get from Am Yisrael, because each one's giving half a shekel. So how much shkalim you have, multiply it by 2, and then you get the number of how many people you have in Am Yisrael. And that's what the Torah is commanding us over here. And the pasuk said, "Ze yitenu kol ha'ober al pekudim mahasit ha'shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh." That's how much should they give? Half a shekel. And Rashi tells us over here. He said, "Ze yitenu hiralo kimin matbiyah shel esh u'mishkalah mahasit ha'shekel." Ve'amar lo kaze yitenu. It means Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu, he showed him coin from Tahat Kisei Kabod, and that coin, it was made out of fire, and that coin, it weighs half a shekel. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu, something like this should Am Yisrael give. So it sounds like from here, that's basically what Rashi quotes here in Midrash Tanhuma, and also Midrash Abba, Midrash Tanhuma, all the Midrashim that say that Moshe Rabbeinu, he had such a hard time. How could it be? What does Mahasit HaShekel mean? Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him what's Mahasit HaShekel is. Until Hashem showed him a coin made out of fire, Metahat Kisei Kabod. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu understood what's Mahasit HaShekel is. I saw here in Midrash Rabbah, Parashat Naso, Parashat Yud Bet Siman Gimal, tells us here the Midrash, Shelosha Devarim Shama' Moshe Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vehirti'a Le'achorav. He got so scared, Moshe Rabbeinu, three things he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and made him scared. What is it? The first, number one, Kivan she'amardo v'natenu ish kofer nafsho l'adonai b'fkodotam. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, each one of Am Yisrael should give half a shekel. What they gonna do with this half a shekel? He said, v'natenu ish kofer nafsho. This money that they're gonna donate, gonna be kapara for Am Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu, before when Hashem told him, Zaytenu mahasit ha'shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh, had the first pasuk, Kitzat rosh min Yisrael v'kudahem v'natenu ish kofer nafsho l'Hashem v'kodotam. Each one should give kapara for himself. Moshe Rabbeinu said, how much kapara should we give? He said, who knows how much Hashem is asking for kapara for Am Yisrael? Probably that's going to be a large amount of money. People cannot afford it. So Moshe Rabbeinu got so scared. The Midrash here says, כיוון שאמר ונתנו איש כופר נפשו, אמר משה, מי יכול לתן כופר נפשו? לפסוק ניוב סד, עור בעד עור, וכל אשר לאיש ייתן בעד נפשו. ועדיין אינו מגיע. Said, everything that a person has, he is willing to give it in order for him to stay alive. The person, he gives up everything to stay alive. That's עור בעד עור, וכל אשר לאיש ייתן בעד נפשו. He wants to stay alive with the person. And b'chol zot, it's not enough. Not enough to have kapara on the person. Why? Sh'neimar, pasuk tehillim, Ach lo fado yifdei ish, lo yiten l'Elohim kofro, ve'yekar pidyon nefsham v'hadal le'olam. So the pidyon of nefesh of Am Yisrael, there's no amount, no set amount for it. How much, the most that he could give, it's still not going to be enough for kapara for the one soul of Am Yisrael. So what's Hashem is asking from us? V'natenu ish kofer nefsho. How could we give kofer nefsho? As much as you want to give, it's not enough. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to calm him down, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einin bakesh lefi kohi, Ela lefi kohan, Zeytenu. Just like he showed him a coin, half a shekel, mahazir shekel b'shekel HaKodesh, that's all what I'm asking from them. I'm not asking all what they have, only half a coin I'm asking, that's it. That's how Moshe, when we calm down. That's the first thing. Amar b'meir, natal HaKadosh Baruch Hu kemin matbaya shel esh metahat kisei kabod, v'hira lo le-Moshe, v'amar lo zeytenu, kazeytenu. He showed him, zeytenu, it means zey was pointing to something. Like this should they give. That means he showed him something, kazey, kazeytenu. All right, that's the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a hard time understanding it. וכן בשעה שאמר לו קדוש ברוך הוא למשה צב את בני ישראל ואמרת עליהם את קורבני לחמי לאישי תשמרו להקריב לי במועדו. You have to bring me קורבנות. How much קורבנות you want to bring in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא? As much as you're going to give, it's not enough. Hashem is asking you to bring me קורבנות. What are you going to give? Whatever you're going to give, it's not going to be enough. אמר משה, מי יכול להספיק לו קורבנות? אם אנחנו מקריבים לפניו כל חייתו שדי, ועורכים כל עשי לבנון, אינו מספיק לו. שנאמר, ולבנון אין די בעיר, בחייתו אין די עולה. It's not enough. How much should they give? משה רבנו got scared. אמר לה, קדוש ברוך הוא, דמורי, איני מבקש לפי כוחי, אלא לפי כוחן. How much should they give? ואמרת עליהם, זה האשר שתקריבו לאדוני, like this should they give, how much? את הכבש אחד תעשה בבוקר, את כבש השני תעשה בן ארבעים. You have two כבשים, you have to give every day, two כבשים only, that's all what I'm asking from you. But not only this, ולא שניהם מבת אחת, אלא את הכבש אחד תעשה בבוקר, ואת הכבש השני תעשה בן ארבעים. I'm asking from you two כבשים a day, and not together, not at the same time. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. So I'm not asking such a big thing. You're saying that how much you're going to give, it's not going to be enough. It's not too big. I'm asking for something small. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking. And you have the Atzkenim also in the beginning of Parashah, Sefer Vayikra. Over there, the Pasuk said, Vayikra al-Moshe, v'dibar Hashem elav yom ha'lemor. What he told them, Adam ki yakrib makim korban li-Hashem, min ha-behima, min ha-bakar, u min ha-son, takribu ot korbanchem. The Da'at Skanim says over there, also Pirush HaRosh also said the same thing. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not asking Am Israel to bring from the behemoth, from the hayot that are far away in the field. Why? Because if that's the case, every day you have to make sure, you have to go hunt for haya in the field out there, and you have to bring it alive, you have to shecht it in Beit HaMikdash. It's going to be a big Torah for Am Israel. Shem said, no, I'm not asking from you for something from the field. Something from your backyard. من البهيمة. What kind of بهيمة? من البقر ومن الصون. You have it in the backyard. I'm not fussing. I'm not putting a lot of trouble on Am Israel. No, I'm not asking لفيك وحي. لفيك وحان. So calm down, Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't be scared. That's the second one. Moshe Rabbeinu, he got scared. And then, בכן בשעה שאמר לו, קדוש ברוך הוא ועשו לי מקדש ושכנתי בתוכם, אמר משה, מי יכול לעשות לו מקדש שישרה בתוכו? הנה שמיים ושמי שמיים לא יחלקלוך. ואומר, הלא את השמיים ואת הארץ, אני מלא. What kind of משכן are you going to build for הקדוש ברוך הוא? As big as you're going to build it, it's not going to be enough. הן השמיים, משמי השמיים, לא יחלקלוך. What kind of house are you going to build? אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, איני מבקש לפי כוחי, אלא לפי כוחן. כשאני מבקש, כל העולם כולו אינו יכול להחזיק כבודי. ולא שמש אחת משלי, אלא אני... איני מבקש מידך, אלא 20 בדרום ו-20 בצפון, 8 במערב. That's all what I'm asking from you. So a few קרשים, 48 קרשים altogether, and that's all, you build it, that small place, I'm gonna concentrate my שכינה in there, not only in there, in קודש הקודשים, not only in קודש הקודשים, מבין שני הקירובים. From that spot, between the two קירובים on top of Aaron הקודש, From there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. וידבר השם אליו מאוהל מועד לאמור. That's here what the Midrash is telling us, that all these three things, Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a hard time understanding them, until Hashem told him, don't worry, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not asking for something big, something small. Here, when the Torah is asking us, you have to give ish kofer nefsho, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, how much you're going to give, it's not going to be enough. He said, no, zeytenu, something small. That's here what the Midrash is telling us. We have Gemara Masechet Menachot Daf Kaftet Amud Alef. The Gemara tells us over here, Tana deber bishma'el שלושה דברים היו קשים לו למשה עד שיראה לו קדוש ברוך הוא באצבעו. Three things משה רבנו he had a hard time understanding until Hashem showed him. Similar to the Midrash, but here the Gemara brings something else. ואלו הן מנורה וראש חודש ושרצים. במנורה, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to make the menorah for the Mishkan, he told him, כולה מקשה אחת זהב טהור. All one piece, you have to make the menorah. How are you going to make it? He didn't know Moshe Rabbeinu until Hashem showed him. דכתיב, וזה מעשה המנורה. He was pointing to, he showed him a menorah, like this menorah you should make down here. He had a hard time understanding, he showed him. The second thing, Rosh Chodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when's going to be Rosh Chodesh, when's the new moon, when's it going to be. Hashem told him, דכתיב, החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים. He showed him, he told him, whenever the moon's going to be like this, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. He showed him. החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים. He showed him. שרצים, דכתיב, וזה לכם הטמא. He showed him which בהמות are טמאות, which בהמות are טהורות. He showed it to him. וזה לכם הטמא. You see, זה. I'm showing it to you. This is טמא. All the rest are טהורות. Let's hear what the Gemara is telling us. תוספות, he asked you, he said, how about מחצית השקל? Just said, Zaytino, Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time understanding it. How come he didn't show him? Vim Tomar, Tosafot, before this, Tosafot, they ask over here, Vilechshob name hahi de'elu terefot, de'amar vizot ha'haya asher tochilu, melamed shetafas ha'kadosh baruch hu kol min umin ve'ir'a lo le'moshe. Ve'amar lo, zot echol vizot lo tochol. Here the Gemara is bringing, vizel lachem hat'tameh b'sheres ha'shores ala ha'aretz. About the shratzim, these are the shrasim that are tameim. He showed them the shrasim. To say what he said, we have Gemara, Masechet Chulin said, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Zot ha-haya asher tochilu. Zot ha-haya asher lo tochilu. He showed him which haya should he eat, which haya should he eat. So he brought him all the behemot. This he could eat. This he cannot eat. He showed him everything. So how come it's not listed over here? Ve'yesh lomar, de'lo hashib elahach dechtib zeh. The Gemara is listing here the three places that says Zeh. Now, here by the Hayot, it says Vezot Tahaya Asher Tochilu. It will bring in the Zeh only. All right. Now, Zeh, you have Mahasit HaShekel. Mahasit said, Vezeh Yitenu Kol Ha'aver Al Pekudim. Ve'yesh Letmua, De'lo Hashib Mahasit HaShekel, D'chtib Zeh Yitenu. Ve'amrinan Bamidrash, Kemin Matbeya Shelesh, Hera'a Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. And he told him, Kazeh Yitenu. Here says Zeh. How come the Gemara doesn't list it? It's not in the Gemara. ויש לומר, דלא שייך חתם נתקשה, אלא משום דלא הווה ידע לה בשום עניין, אם לא היה מראהו. What the Sefer was saying, that he cannot tell me by מטביע של אש, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time understanding it. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know at all how is it possible. He didn't know anything about Matbiya Shel Esh if Hashem wouldn't show him that Matbiya. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, Zeh lachem atameh b'sheres ha'shores ala ha'aretz. He knows the shrasim, but he has to show him which one's tameh, which one's kasher. But by Matbiya Shel Esh, he didn't have an idea what's going on over there, Moshe Rabbeinu. If Hashem wouldn't show him, he didn't have an idea. So the lashon netkasha by Matbiya Shel Esh doesn't apply. By us, Rosh Chodesh, when's Rosh Chodesh? He had a hard time understanding. He knows every month the moon it becomes bigger and smaller. It renews every month. But Matriya Shel Esh, he didn't have an idea what's going on. Let's see what the Tosafot are answering. The obvious question is, what's so hard about understanding Mahasit HaShekel? Hashem has to show him, has to show Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how much he should give. So what's so hard? Hashem told him, Mahasit HaShekel, why you have to show him? Zei tenu kol ha'aver al pekudim, Mahasit HaShekel, why you have to show him? Tell him, Mahasir Shekel, Mishekel HaKodesh, that's it. What's so hard of understanding? And why Dafka, he showed him Matbi'a Shel Esh, Matbi'a made out of fire, Matahat Kusei Kabod, he showed him, that's Matbi'a like this, they should give. Half a shekel only. Chaurat's hard to understand what's going on over here. And as I said, we have this week also Parashat Para, and we see at the beginning of the Parasha, that we're going to read by the Hashem this Shabbat. וידבר אדוני אל משה ואל אהרון לאמור, זאת חוקת התורה אשר צווה אדוני לאמור. דבר אל בני ישראל וקרא אליך פרה אדומה תמימה. נפשים לבדות, what are all these languages over here? וידבר השם אל משה ואל אהרון למור. זה דבור, then למור. זו חוקת תורה שסבא השם למור. לנדבר בני ישראל. What's going on over here? ודבר, למור, למור, דבר. What are all these things? What the Torah is telling us over here? What are all these differences? It started with דבר השם אל משה ואל אהרון למור. What's a simple understanding of למור? What does למור mean? We have Ramban. He tells us Parashat Vayera. The Ramban tells us over there. Says here in Parashat Vayera, ודבר השם אל משה למור, בוא דבר פרעה מלך מצרים. The Ramban he brings over there. פסוק יוד, בגין פרשת וירא, פסוק יוד, אמרו המפרשים כי מילת למור בכל התורה פירוש למור לישראל. What does למור? וידבר השם אל משה, השם spoke to משה, what's למור? למור saying, what's saying? What does it mean למור? אלא, he says למור, למור לישראל. Pass it on, pass all this information to עם ישראל. והטעם שאמר השם למשה אמור לישראל דברי אלה. And here it says ודבר השם למשה למור, what does למור? Pass it on to פרעה. That's what it says over here. But the Ramban, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like that פירוש. Why? Because he says וכן ברוב מקומות יקפול וידבר השם למשה למור דבר בני ישראל ואמרת אליהם. וכן ויאמר השם אל משה למור דבר בני ישראל ואמרת אליהם ויאמרו כל עלת בני ישראל למור ויאמרו בני ישראל למשה ולאהרון למור ואומר עליכם בעת ההיא למור. He was talking to them and telling them למור. What's למור? All these things that he doesn't like that פירוש. ונכון בעיניי the right פירוש של הרמב"ן saying כי מילת למור להורות על בירור העניין וידבר השם אל משה לאמירה גמורה, לא אמירה מסופקת, ולא ברמז דבר. ולכן יתמיד זה בכל התורה כולה, כי נבואת משה פה אל פה ידבר בו, ולא בחידות. ולכן אמר, כן, גם ליעקב, אמש אמר אליי למור, השם אליך מדבר עם יעקב מטוב עד רע. What does it mean? It's every time it says the word למור, that means it's clear, crystal clear information Hashem is passing on from Hashem to משה רבנו. ודבר שאין משה למור. Clear, everything is clear. No ספקות, no doubts, no nothing. Everything is clear. And here, whenever Hashem, whenever the Malachi came to Laban, and he told him, שמה לך מדבר עם יעקב טוב עד רע, he told him very clearly, don't you dare do anything bad to יעקב אבינו. Not good, not bad. לא מדבשיך ולא מעוקציך. We don't need you. באמירה ברורה שלא עזיק לכם, כאילו לכן הייתי עושה עםכם רע. וכן ויאמרו בני ישראל למשה ולאהרון למור שהיו אומרים להם כן בפירוש וצועקים להם בגלוי פנים. That's what the Ramban he says. Anywhere in the Torah it says למור, that means in clear vision. There's no ספקות, no doubts, no... everything is clear. That's what it says here. But we told you once that we have Hatam Sofer has a beautiful פירוש on these ideas. He tells us here in פרשת אמור in Torah Moshe, Daf Tzadik Bet Amud Alef, he asks here a simple question. He says, יש לומר, דהנה בכל התורה כולה, וכן בפרשת המועדות, פרשת אמור, and the Torah tells us about all the holidays, in the beginning the Torah says, כתיב ודבר השם אל משה למור. השם spoke to Moshe, למור, what does למור? The Ramban said clear, but אחד המסופר is going to have different פירוש. ולבסוף כתיב, וידבר משה את מועדי אדוני אל בני ישראל. It doesn't say למור. השם told משה רבנו, וידבר השם אל משה למור, but when משה passed the information to עם ישראל, he didn't say למור. וידבר משה את מועדי השם אל בני ישראל. לא כתיב אמירה, אלא דיבור ממשה לישראל. ואומנם, however, בפרשת המועדות שבפנחס כתיב ודבר השם אל משה למור צוות בני ישראל ואמרת אליהם ולבסוף כתיב ויאמר משה אל בני ישראל ככל אשר צבא השם אותו עליהם. ויאמר משה doesn't say דיבור בכלל, it says only אמירה. The same פרשת פנחס talking also about the מועדים, about the holidays. When משה passed on the information to עם ישראל, he didn't say דיבור at all. השם told him ודבר השם אל משה למור קורבנות לחמית, תל בני ישראל, all the holidays, all the קורבנות, what they have to bring, at the end, ויאמר משה לבני ישראל, That's it. There's no dibur. What's going on? Behanyan, ki amru hazal perek sheni de masechet avodah zara daf lamed ha amud alef, ta'ama de gzira hadasha lo megallin hata'am ad tirisar yarhe. She'az kbar pashta bechol Israel. Why? Kedei shelo yehereru hamon ha'am aleha. He says here that the Gemara tells us masechet avodah zara, anytime Am Israel, or rather anytime Chachmei Israel, they put gezira on Am Israel, now they're starting a new gezira, for whatever reason is, they decided tomorrow you're not allowed to eat b'shule goyim. Just example, anyways, you cannot eat b'shule goyim, but I'm just giving example. When Am Israel, when Chachmei Israel, they were metakein, not allowed to eat from b'shule goyim, they would not reveal the reason why you're not allowed to eat b'shule goyim. Don't ask questions. We're telling you, you're not allowed to eat b'shule goyim. Why? No answer. Don't ask any question. No questions asked. They don't tell the reason. Why not? Kedesh lo yeherheru ahareha Am Israel. They don't want people to start suspecting. If you're going to tell them the reason, probably it's going to, because of this, you made gezerah on all of Am Israel. Come on. You're taking it too much. Therefore, said you don't reveal the reason. Only tell them asur umutar. That's it. No reasons. That's what it says here. And from this reason, אין לגלות עמקי טעמי המצוות וסודותיהם ועקר פירושיהם בקטנותם של תלמידים. אלא ילמדו הפשוט ועקר דיני המצווה ויסוד ההוראה, אבל לא עומק העניין. עד שהתיישבו בדעתם יראת השם היא חוכמה, כמו שאמרו חזר על הפסוק ולמחסי עתיק, אמנם לגדולים וחשובים מגלים מיד. ואילו למפקפקין אין מגלין לעולם, כי הם מטריזים, מפקפקים ומזלזלים בדברים העומדים ברומו של העולם. So he said, that's the reason why anytime you're teaching a kid, you don't tell him the reason of the halakha. Tell him you have to do this. This is asur, this is mutar. Don't tell him why. Until after he's going to get used to it, after he's keeping whatever you told him, with the time, then you could reveal to him slowly, slowly, the reason behind each and every mitzvah. You tell him the reason, why the Torah said this, why Hakim they made this gezerah. You tell him later on. But in the beginning, don't reveal any secrets. That's in the beginning. And for Chachmei Israel, for someone who's Chacham, you can tell him the reason right away. Why? Because there's no Hashash is going to suspect, is going to laugh, is going to be mezalzel with the gezerah of Chachamim. And for someone who's mepakpek, you don't reveal the reason for him forever at all. Don't tell him anything. Don't tell him the reason at all. ונבוא למכוון בעזרת שם, ונאמר כי דיבור הוא דיבור כללי, בלי פירוש עומק העניין. ואילו אמירה הוא אמירה מפורשת וגלויה. So now we could understand, anywhere it says in the Torah, דיבור, דיבור is hidden. You don't tell the reasons. Anyway, it says dibur, vedaber, dibur. It means without giving any reasoning. You're just telling, that's what you have to do. Don't ask questions. Anyway, it says limor, on the other hand, you tell them the reason behind every mitzvah. והקדוש ברוך הוא אמר למשה, דבר אל בני ישראל, בתחלה בדיבור כללי, ואחר כך, כשיהיה דבר מיושב בהם, אחר כך למור, לפרש העניין הדק היטב. וכן עשה משה רבנו, וגלה לנו זה בפרשת המועדות, שאמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, דבר אל בני ישראל למור, מכל מקום לא כתיב, אלא ודבר השם את מועדי השם לבני ישראל, ולא אמירה כלל. בפרשת אמור, when השם told משה רבנו, וידבר השם אל משה למור, וידבר השם, that means השם told משה רבנו, you have to tell it to עם ישראל, how should you tell them about the מועדים? In the beginning, only the board, don't tell them the reasons. Together, along with the time, then you can tell them lemor, tell them the reason behind it. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu by Parashat Emor, it doesn't say Amira Bechlal, only the Bur. Vedaber Hashem et Mo'adei Hashem el Bnei Israel. There's no lemor. That's in the beginning. But after the 40 years, when we got to Parashat Pinchas, over there, Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw Am Israel, they kept all the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any reasoning, without any sfekot, without any zilzul has v'shalom. Therefore, by Parashat Pinchas, it says, "Vayomer Moshe ben Israel kechol asher tzva Hashem oto alehem." Then Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them the reason behind every mitzvah. That's what he says over here. That's how he explains it. So you see from here that anywhere it says dibur, it means dibur without giving any reason. But amira, amirat has reason behind it. Now we come back to פרה אדומה, we all know that the Midrash Rabbah tells us in פרשת חוקת, פרשה יוטט סימן ואב, ויקחו אליך הפרה אדומה, אמר בי יוסי ברבי חנינה, אמר לו קדוש ברוך הוא למשה, לך אני מגלה טעם פרה, אבל לאחר חוקה היא. די אמר רב הונה, כתיב כי כך מועד אני משרים לשפוט, וכתיב, והיה ביום ההוא, לא יהיה אור יקרות וקפאון. דברים המחוסים מכם בעולם הזה, עתידים להיות צופים לכם לעולם הבא. What is he saying? He said, first of all, הקדוש ברוך הוא told משה רבנו, he revealed to משה רבנו the reason behind פרה אדומה. For us, זאת חוקת התורה, we don't know what the reason about פרה אדומה, no one knows. Even שלמה המלך, הוא ציסון בעזרת שם, also שלמה המלך, he didn't know the reason behind פרה אדומה. But for משה רבנו, השם told משה רבנו the reason after, why we have to bring פרה אדומה. We have to bring it, השם told משה רבנו. We told you man, so many times that the פסוק said, ולקחו לטמא, start counting ראשי תיבות, לטמא, מעפר, שרפת, החטאת, ראשי תיבות, למשה. That means to you, משה רבנו, ויקחו אליך פרה אדומה. For you, משה רבנו, I'm revealing the reason of פרה אדומה. But for עם ישראל, it's secret. לאחר חוקה. For anyone else, it's only חוקה. However, לעתיד לבוא, it says here in the Midrash, לעתיד לבוא, דברים מכוסים מכם בעולם הזה, עתידים להיות צופים לעולם הבא. And he explains here also the פירוש מהרזו, and also חדושי הרד"ל, he has also a similar idea. They said, both of them, they said the same thing, that לעתיד לבוא, Hashem is going to reveal the reason of פרה אדומה to everyone. נמצא שהתגלו הדברים המכוסים, וזהו, וקפאון, כמו שכתוב, שהתגלו ויהיו צופים לעיני כולם. Everyone's going to know the reason behind all the מצוות, and that's לעתיד לבוא. היינו מה שכתב כמה פעמים, זה מהר זה עושה זהיר, והיה ביום ההוא, היינו לעתיד, אז אני משרים משפוט, להודיע טעם כל דבר במשרים, בלי חוקה. And also I'm going to be מגלה טעמי פרה וסודה. לעתיד לבוא, Hashem is going to reveal the reason of פרה אדומה to עם ישראל as well. As of now, only משה רבינו knows the reason of פרה אדומה, but לעתיד לבוא, everyone's going to know the reason of פרה אדומה. That's what brought down here in the Midrash and the Mefarshim, חדושי הרד"ל and מהרזו, that's what they're all saying, that לעתיד לבוא, everyone's going to understand. For you, as of now, משה רבינו, for you, it's חוקה. I'm sorry, for you, משה רבינו, I'm going to reveal the reason of פרה אדומה. For עם ישראל, צחוקה. However, לעתיד לבוא, דברים חוסים מעיניכם here now, לעתיד לבוא, you're going to know the reason also of פרה אדומה. The reason of all the מצוות, including פרה אדומה. So if that's the case, according to the חתם סופר, now we can understand the פסוקים here. וידבר השם אל משה ואל אהרון לאמור, there is the board, there is the אמירה. Why? Because there's the board for Israel. Pasuk explaining. Zot chokat Torah, Hashem sova Hashem lemor. That means what? Chokat Torah, Hashem sova Hashem for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's lemor. However, for Am Israel, the bear ben Israel, v'kho elecha parah adumah. For ben Israel, only the bear. Don't tell them the reason of parah adumah. For you, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's lemor. Hashem sova Hashem lemor. And since that, la'atid labo, also Am Israel, they're going to know the reason of parah adumah. Therefore, the pasuk started in the beginning with the bear Hashem and Moshe v'laharon lemor. Means, as of now, it's only the bear, but la'atid labo is going to be lemor for Am Israel as well. That's how the Mefarshim, according to the Hatam Sofer, it goes, that as of now, no one knows the reason of Parah Adumah except Moshe, but la'atid labo, everyone's going to know the reason, and therefore, it says v'daber Hashem and Moshe v'laharon also lemor. But as of now, the pasuk continues. Zot chokat Torah Hashem sova Hashem lemor for you, Moshe Rabbeinu lemor for Am Israel, the bear ben Israel. That's one pirush we could explain, but we could say also something else. We have Gemara, the beginning of Masechet Yoma, right at the beginning, Daf Beit Amud Alef. The Mishnah tells us over there that Shabbat Yamim Kodem Yom Kippurim, Frishin Kohen Gadol Beitol Lishkat Parhedrin. That 7 days before Yom Kippurim, they separate the Kohen Gadol from his house. He has to go and work in Beit HaMikdash. He has to get ready. Kedesh yeh baki v'ragil v'seder ha'avodah. He has to get ready. He has to know what to do in Yom Kippurim. Because most of the jobs of Yom Kippurim is done by Kohen Gadol. He has to know what to do. They get him ready to prepare him. 7 days before Yom Kippurim, he sleeps in Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't go back home. The Gemara says here, Where do you learn this? Because the Pasuk said, when they built the Mishkan, Pasuk said, ופתח אוהל מועד תשבו יומם ולילה שבעת ימים. ושמרתם ושמרת השם ולא תמותו, כי כן צוויתם. He said, you have to stay in the Mishkan 7 days. לא תצאו, you're not allowed to leave the Mishkan 7 days. Before the Hanukkah Mishkan, and the first day of Hanukkah Mishkan, then Aharon he came and he brought the korbanot, whatever he has to do, and he did whatever he is supposed to do. But 7 days before, they were separated from their house. Fetah al Ma'at Shavu Shabbat Yom Avelay Shabbat Yamin. 7 days he stay in the Mishkan, don't leave the Mishkan. And the pasuk says over there, "Ka'asher asa b'yom haze tzva Adonai la'asot lechaper alechem." Just like what you did now when you built the Mishkan, same thing. Tzva Hashem la'asot lechaper alechem. That's what Hashem is commanding you. You should do this for the future as well. And the Gemara says, the Gemara explains that "Ka'asher asa b'yom haze," just like now when you built the Mishkan, you separated yourself 7 days. Also, tzva Hashem la'asot lechaper alechem. What does it mean? Tzva Hashem la'asot lechaper alechem, la'asot elu ma'asei para. Lechaper alechem elu ma'asei yom kippurim. What does it mean? Kasher asav yom zeh, tzva Hashem la'asot lechaper. That's how Hashem commanded you should do in the future, la'asot lechaper alechem. What does it mean la'asot lechaper alechem? When I said la'asot is ma'asei para, lechaper alechem ma'asei yom kippurim. It means also the Kohen who used to bring the para aduma, Kohen Gadol used to bring para aduma, we'll see later on if it's a regular Kohen could do para aduma, it has to be Dafka Kohen Gadon. We'll see soon Bezrat Shem. But it said the Kohen is going to be Makrib para aduma, he also has to separate 7 days from his house. Just like Kohen Gadol separated 7 days before Yom Kippurim, the Kohen who's Makrib, the para aduma, he also has to separate 7 days before he brings para aduma. Where do you learn this? Tzva Hashem la'asot elu ma'asei para, lechaper alechem elu ma'asei Yom Kippurim. What should you do? Same thing what you did by the Mishkan. You stayed 7 days in the Mishkan. You also do the same. The Gemara is asking, he said, why the Gemara is forced to explain the Pasuk? Kasher asa b'yom zeh, tzva Hashem la'asot lechaper alechem. Maybe the Pasuk meant one thing only. La'asot lechaper alechem, together, it means Yom Kippurim. Or la'asot lechaper alechem, ma'asei para. Why the Gemara said, la'asot elu ma'asei para. Lechaper alechem, zeh ma'asei Yom Kippurim. Why is it like this? The Gemara said, no. Ema ve'ema kuleh kira b'yom kippurim ketib. Maybe the whole pasuk is referring about Yom Kippurim only. How do you know that the Kohen who used to bring para aduma, he also has to separate 7 days? Maybe the pasuk is talking only about Kohen. Just like what the Kohen did by the Mishkan, Kohen Gadol should do every year before Yom Kippurim. Kasher asa, tzva Hashem la'asot lechaper alechem. When the Kohen, he goes to be mechaper in Yom Kippurim, that's how he's supposed to do. But there's no re'ayah from here that the Kohen who used to bring the para, he also has separate 7 days. There's no proof from here. As Amre, the Gemara said, no, it cannot be that the Pasuk talking only about Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Yalif tziva tziva. We have Gezerah Shavah tziva. Ka'asher asa b'yom hazeh, tziva Hashem la'asot lechaper alechem. Hashem commanded tziva. It says in this pasuk, "Kasher asav yom zeh tzva Hashem la'asot," and says by para aduma, "Ketibatam zot chokat Torah she tzva Adonai lemor." The Bible says, "Ve'ko alicha para aduma." It says tzva tzva gezerah shava, just like when they built the Mishkan 7 days before they had to separate. It says all over there tzva. Here by para aduma it says also zot chokat Torah she tzva Hashem lemor. It also says tzva gezerah shava. The Kohen who used to bring para aduma, he also has to separate 7 days before. That's how the Gemara learned. The Gemara asked later on, said, it's by Yom Kippurim also, it says tziva. Shneimar, v'ya'as k'asher tziva Adonai et Moshe. The Pasuk is talking about Yom Kippurim. Aharon did exactly in Yom Kippurim, just like what Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says over there also tziva. So probably the pasuk kasher asa yom zeh tziva Hashem la'asot lechaper alechem. It's all the pasuk talking about Yom Kippur. There's no proof of Kohen who used to bring para aduma that he has to separate 7 days. The whole pasuk is talking about para aduma. It says over there also tziva. The Gemara said no. Over there danin tziva melefnei asiya mitzva delefnei asiya ve'en danin tziva de'achar asiya mitzva delefnei asiya. The Gemara said you're right, but the pasuk that says, "Kasher asa b'yom Moshe," tziva Hashem la'asot in the future. it says, when it says the word Tziva by the Mishkan, Tziva Hashem la'asot. It says the word Tziva Hashem commanded that you should do in the future. That's how you should do. However, when the Pasuk said Tziva about Yom Kippurim, it was the past tense. V'ya'as ka'asher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. Just like what Moshe commanded Moshe Rabbeinu in the past tense. So it doesn't make sense here. We're learning Tziva in the future from Tziva in the future. Here by Paraduma, it says also Tziva for the future. How? Zot Chokat Torah, she's Tziva Hashem Lemur, Tziva in the future. That's how we should do. And it's a perfect match. It says by the Mishkan, Kasher Asabi Yom Shere, Tziva Hashem La'asot Lechaper Alechem. He also said the same thing. So it must have been that Paraduma is included in this Pasuk. Also the Kohen who used to bring Paraduma, he has to separate 7 days before. The Gemara said, if that's the case, maybe the whole Pasuk is talking about Paraduma only. Now, forget about Yom Kippurim. Who said Kohen Gadol has to separate 7 days before Yom Kippurim? Maybe this Pasuk, that Kasher Asav Yom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem La'asot Lechaper Alechem, is talking only about Kohen who used to bring Paraduma. Because it's Tziva. The Gemara said, no. He cannot explain the Pasuk talking only about Paraduma. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Tziva Hashem La'asot Lechaper Alechem. To bring kapara for you. But para aduma, it's not for kapara, it's chukah. The Gemara says here, Bishlama kuleh kira bepara lam tokam wai lechaper ketib upara lav bat kaparahi. So you cannot tell me that the Pasuk says about the Mishkan, Tzva Hashem la'asot lechaper alechem, is talking only about para aduma. Why? Because para aduma is not mechaperet. Para aduma is for what? It's chukah. Chukah hakakti, gezra gezarti, en lecha leherera harmudotai. There's no reason for it. No one knows the reason for Paraduma. It's only Chukah. So it's not coming to be Mechaper. It's coming to be Mechaper on what? It's not coming to be Mechaper. Therefore, you cannot, the Pasuk, Lechaper Alechem, doesn't fit about Paraduma. Therefore, you must explain the Pasuk, Kasher Asa Beyom Hazeh, you have to separate 7 days when you build the Mishkan. Same thing, Tziva Hashem la'asot elu ma'asi para, because it's Tziva here also, Tziva before Asiya. Lechaper alechem, ze ma'asi Yom Kippurim. That Yom Kippurim is mechaper. Ki b'yom ze chaper alechem, taretchem, kol hatotechem, lefnei Hashem tataru. That's Yom Kippurim. But by para aduma, it's not coming to be mechaper. That's here what the Gemara is saying in Masechet Yoma, the Daf Bet Amud Alef. Comes along the Pnei Yoshua, he says, I don't understand, para aduma is not coming to be mechaper. What the Gemara is saying here, para aduma is not coming to be mechaper. He said, oh yeah? Let's open up, we have Gemara. In Masechet Mo'ed Katan, he says, the Gemara tells us over there, in Mo'ed Katan, Daf Kafhet Amud Alef, the Gemara said, Amar bi ame, lama nesmecha mitat Miriam liperashat para aduma? Here by Parashat Chukat, the Torah tells us about para aduma. Right after that, what happened? V'tamut sha Miriam v'tukabir sham v'lo hayamayim la'ayda. They started to complain to Moshe and Aharon. Started to complain on them. So right away, after the parasha of Paraduma, right away, parasha of that Miriam passed away. What's the connection? Why the Torah wrote these two topics, one after the other? What's the connection? Why? Because Miriam Nebiya, she passed away when? The 40th year in the Midbar. Paraduma, they were commanded the first year. So what? Why the Torah connected these two parashiyot together? Amar bi amel, lama nesmecha parashat Miriam parashat Paraduma, lomar decha, ma Paraduma mechaperet, af mitatan shesodikim mechaperet. Just like Paraduma is going to be mechaper on Am Israel, same thing, when the tzaddikim pass away, they also bring kapara for Am Israel. So you see here that clearly the Gemara says, Paraduma is mechaperet. And Tosafot they say here, ma Paraduma mechaperet, pirush mechaperet al ma'ase ha'egel. וכי דמרינן במדרש, משל לבין השפחה שתונף פלטרין של מלך, אמר המלך, תבוא עמוד, קניח צועת בינה. Just like עם ישראל did the עבירה by עבון העגל, העגל is the calf, is the son of the cow. So if that's the case, the Torah said, תבוא האם, you have to bring para aduma, not עגל, you have to bring para, the mother, תבוא, the mother should come to clean up whatever her son did. All the mess that her son did, the mother is going to come clean up. That's the Midrash brings down the Mashal. Am Yisrael did Abira with Avon Aigel. That's the baby of the para. Therefore, Tabo the para. Para Aduma to be Mechaper on Avon Aigel. So say clearly, para Aduma is Mechaperat. על אבון העגל. So how come the Gemara beginning of Masechet Yoma says, no, para aduma is not coming to be mechaperet. What the Gemara said? Because כאשר עשה ביום הזה, סבא השם לעשות לכפר עליכם. לכפר עליכם doesn't apply to para. So why not? פסוק, yes, of course, para aduma is מחפרת. What's going on over here? The Pnei Yeshua, he asked that question. And he answers, he said, listen, you have to differentiate between two different type of para aduma. So the first para aduma that Am Israel brought in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, in the Mishkan, that para aduma it's coming to be mechaper al avon ha'egel. Yes, you're right. Like that's what says the Midrash. That's what the Gemara says clearly. Ma para aduma mechaperet. Af mitanan shasadikim mechaperet. It's clear that para aduma is mechaperet. What is it mechaper on? Al avon ha'egel. Like Tosafot said. Like brought in the Midrash. So the first para aduma is mechaperet. Yeah, you're right. But the parot adumot that they're going to bring in the future, those parot adumot, why you have to bring parot aduma in the future? Not the first year. The first year to be mechaper al avon ha'egel. I understand. But the following years, all the parot that you're going to bring in the future, for what? To be mechaper al avon ha'egel, you already brought parot, the first parot aduma. Why you have to bring in the future? Those that you brought in the future, chukah. We don't know the reason. Now, based on this, now we could understand the pasuk. Said the pasuk, "Vedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon lemor, zot chukat haTorah asher tzuvah Hashem lemor, daber ben Yisrael ve'yakov alecha parah aduma." It means, what does it mean? Means the first parah aduma that you brought, zot chukat Torah asher tzuvah Hashem lemor. This parah aduma, you have lemor. What's lemor? The Hatam Sofer said that the reason, he tell the reason of parah aduma. Everyone knows the reason. Why you bring the first parah aduma? To be mechaper al avon ha'egel. However, ledorot, for the next parot adumot you're going to bring in the future, like the Midrash says, they said nine parot adumot they already brought until now, and the tenth one, we're waiting for Mashiach to come to bring the tenth parot adumah, like the Pasuk said, ve'od ba asiriya ve'shaba ve'hayita liba'ir. That's the tenth parot adumah, we're waiting for the Mashiach to bring it, and to sprinkle on us efer parot adumah, to purify all of us. But all the eight parot adumot that they brought after the first one, all these eight parot adumot, the bere ben Israel. There's no lemor. The first one, zot chukat Torah, asher tzuvah Hashem, lemor. This one that I'm commanding you as of now, Moshe Rabbeinu, the first parot adumah, is lemor. We understand the reason why. To be mechaper, tabu, ayot konach tzuvat bina. Everyone knows the reason. Ela, for the future ones, they're the bere ben Israel, ve'kho erecha, it's chukah. There's no reason for it. There's no amira, only the bur. And with this, we could also understand the famous question everyone asks. So I don't understand. Rashi tells us in the beginning, "Zot chukat haTorah, lefi she'umot ha'olam munin et Israel lemor ma mzva zo ma ta'am yesh ba, lefi chach katab ha'chukah, gezerahim lefanai, en lecha reshut leharer acharya." You cannot be meharer after parah adumah. It's chukah. There's no reason for it. But Rashi himself, after he finished the first cycle of explaining parasha of parah adumah, the last pasuk, pasuk kaf bet, he goes back. He said, "Misodo sherabbi Moshe darshan shamati," to explain all this parasha al derech hadrash, and he repeats from the beginning. "Vekhodecha parah aduma teima," vechule vechule. At the end, he said, "Vekhodecha parah aduma mashal leben shavcha shetnef paltin shel melech." Amru tabo mot kani hatzua. Kach tabo parah utchaper al avon aigel. So Rashi himself, he tells us the reason. Everyone's asking us, I don't understand. And the Midrash Rabbah also brought down that Shlomo Melech called zone city by Chokhmah. Amarti ihkama v'yireh chokam meni. I tried to understand the reason. I got the reason of all the mitzvot of the Torah. When I got to Parah Aduma, darashti v'hakarti v'shaalti, I gave up at the end. I didn't know the reason of Parah Aduma. So you don't know the reason. Very simple. Rabbi Moshe Darshan is telling us. What Shlomo Melech didn't know the reason? Tabuaim tkaneh suat bina, it's obvious. What Shlomo Melech is asking? And what Rashi, in the beginning he told us it's chukah, at the end he tells us, no, it's tabuaim tkaneh suat bina. Yeah, you understand. There is a reason for it. According to what the Pnei Yoshua said, now it's beautiful. Why? Because the first parah aduma was mechaper al avon ha'egel. That's what Rabbi Moshe Darshan said. But all the following parot adumot that they brought, the eight parot adumot that they brought so far, those eight parot adumot, what's the reason for it? Chukah hakakti, gizra gazarti, ein lecha leherah hanotai. No one knows. Shlomo Melech, he said, everyone knows the reason of the first parot adumah. I want to understand the reason of the other parot adumot. Kol zon siti b'chokhmah. Amarti hikama. He gave up. No one understands. Only Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's hear what the Hachaim tell us. According to the Pnei Yoshua, everything fits crystal clear. And with this, with the Pirush of the Pnei Yoshua, maybe we could explain also something else. That the Pasuk says, by Parah Aduma, ונתתם אותה אל אלעזר הכהן והוציא אותה אל מחוץ למחנה ושחט אותה לפניו. You have to give the parah aduma to whom you have to give it. ונתתם אותה אל אלעזר הכהן. You have to give it to אלעזר הכהן. Rashi says, אלעזר הכהן מצוותה בסגן הכהן. The מצווה of parah aduma has to be done not with the כהן גדול, with the vice כהן גדול. It's Gan Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Gadol himself. That's a Parah Aduma. However, you open up the Mishnayot of Masechet Parah. So open up the Mishnayot, you see who has to bring Parah Aduma. Well, we open up here the Mishnah, Masechet Parah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. V'shlo b'Kohen Gadol Pesula. V'Rabbi Yehuda Makhshir. He said, Parah Aduma that was brought without Kohen Gadol is no good. Who has to bring Parah Aduma? Only Kohen Gadol, he must bring Parah Aduma. Rabbi Yehuda Makhshir, also with the different Kohen. But according to Tanakama, who says what? Parah Aduma has to be brought Dafka by Kohen Gadol. But by us here in Parashat Hukat, what does it say? Only Al-Azar has to bring it. Why not Aharon Kohen himself? Why not Aharon? Why Elazar has to bring it, not Aaron? And Parot Adumot for the future, only Kohen Gadol has to bring them. Why this Parah is different than all the other Parot? We don't understand. What's here, this Parah, Mizvata B'Segan. And all the other Parot, Kohen Gadol only. Only Rabbi Yehuda, we said Makhshir. But Kohen Tanakama, only Kohen Gadol has to bring it. Why is it like this? So we could explain that Rashi tells us in this week's Parasha, when Am Israel did Avon Aigel in this week's parasha also, Parashat Kitsa, the Pasuk said, after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he saw what they did, and right away, ויקח את העגל אשר עשו וישרוף באש, ויטחן עד אשר דק, ויזר על פני המים וישק את בני ישראל. Moshe Rabbeinu, ויקח את העגל, he took the calf, golden calf that they made, and וישרוף אותו באש. He burned it in the fire. And there's a question the Farshim try to understand, how could you burn gold? You burn gold, becomes ashes. What the Pasuk is talking about. It's a different discussion. We don't want to get into it now. But just a side point. So, and what he did, he made them drink from that water. What kind of, what's going on over here? They made them drink from the water that they burned the aigel and they grind it and they mixed it with the water, let them drink the water. What's going on over here? It sounds familiar a little bit. It sounds like sota. Sota ومن عفار اشياء بكركع مشكان كح كوهين ونتان المايم مين مريم مريم same thing and he makes her drink from that water. It sounds like here same thing. So Rashi, sure enough, Rashi tells us the same thing. נתכוון לבודקם כסוטות. He wanted to check them. Why? שלוש מיטות נדונו שם. There are three different punishment Am Israel they got by Avon Aigel in this week's parasha. אם יש עדים בהתראה בסייף. If they did עבודה זרה, they bow down to the Aigel. They warned them and they were witnesses and they didn't listen to them. And because of they worshipped the Aigel, those people are Hayab Saif. Even though Stam Abuda Zara Mitatab Skila, Stam Abuda Zara, Hayab Skila, the Mehim Bam says Hayab Skila. But if a lot of people did Abuda Zara, the Mita is Saif. Just like Irhan Dahat, Irhan Dahat, you have to kill all the people in Irhan Dahat. Why? Because all of them they did Abuda Zara. Even though the punishment for Abu Dazara with Adim Nahatra'a is Sekila, but if you don't, like Iran Dahat, killing a lot of people, kill them Besaif. Here also, those who worship the Aigel with Adim and Hatra'a, Besaif. Kemishpatan Sha'iran Dahat, Shain Mirubin. כן, that's what Rashi meant, שהם מרובין, why? Because he's coming to, that he shouldn't have a question because the regular punishment of עבודה זרה is kila, as I explained. That's the first punishment. Second punishment, עם ישראל, they got עדים בלא התראה במגיפה. If there are those that they worshipped the עיגל without warning, but witnesses, they saw them. A lot of people saw them bowing down to the عיגל, they're bringing a korban to the عיגל. There are four עבודות that if the person does, zibuach, ketur, shtahavaya, and nisuch, all these four abudot, if the person does for abudah zara, or automatically is hayab, any type of abudah zara. Those are standard, universal way of worshipping abudah zara, any abudah zara. So here, if there were witnesses that they saw them, that they did abudah zara, they worshipped that igel, but they did not warn them, didn't get hatra'ah, so how did they die, those people? They died by magifa. Like Pasuk said, they go for shame ta'am, ala asher asu ta'egel, asher asa aharon. They died by magifa. Shneimar, they go for shame ta'am. Lo aidim ve lo hatra'a behadrokan, shebedakum hamayim vetzabu betnehem. Those who worship ta'egel without aidim and without hatra'a, for them, he made them drink that type of water, and the water checked them out just like the sota. That means, Rashi telling us here, and that's Rashi quotes here the Gemara and the Midrash and the Chumash, that's known. That's three different punishment Am Yisrael they got. That means from here, everyone who worshipped the Igel in any way, with Adim, without Adim, Behatra, Shiloh Behatra, each one of them he got his punishment. Everyone got his punishment. How come Aharon HaKohen, he wasn't punished? He built the Igel for them. He built it for them. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he asked him, why did the Igel for them? Then he told him, you know your people. And they told me, Kum asilanu Elohim, asher kulifanino. And I told them, bring me gold. They brought me gold, and I brought the Igel. So why are you so much mad? Why are you so much mad? What kind of answer is giving him? That's the answer. That the answer is worse than asking for forgiveness. That's the answer he's giving. What kind of answer is giving? So what should I do? They told me they want Abudah Zara. I told them, bring me gold. I put it, and it's Igel Azeh. So what do you want from me? What do you want from you? Why you did it? How come Aharon HaKohen wasn't punished? What happened over here? Then Farshim, the Rishonim, the Ibn Ezra, they want to prove from here that really Am Yisrael did not do Abudah Zara. They never intended to do Abudah Zara. Why? Because Ibn Ezra asked, said, if they intended to do Abudah Zara, Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to kill Aharon, the first one. He is the one who was makhshil, everyone else. But they didn't intend to do Abudah Zara. They only wanted a different leader instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. There, all the Rishonim speak about what happened. Am Yisrael, they wanted Igel. They built the Igel. If Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, so what do you do? The leader of Am Yisrael is not here. You build the Igel. What do you do? Then Farshim speak about it. You don't want to get into it. That's a different topic. But here for us, you see that all of those who worship the Igel, they got their punishment. And Aharon HaKohen, he didn't get punishment at all. Not only he didn't get punished, he was chosen to be the Kohen Gadol forever. All the Kohanim, they're coming from whom? Only from Aharon HaKohen. Not from anyone else. So what happened over here? And that's for sure shows us that really Aharon HaKohen, when he built the Igel for Am Yisrael, he did it l'shem shemayim. Like Rashi tells us, when they came to Aharon HaKohen to build the Igel, what the Pasuk said, Vayar Aharon v'yibin mizbeyach lefanav, v'yikra Aharon v'yomar hag ladunai mahar. Vayar Aharon v'yibin mizbeyach lefanav. What does it mean, v'yibin mizbeyach lefanav? He saw Aharon that Am Yisrael did the Igel, he built Mizbeyah, ויקרא ויאמר חג לאדוני מחר. Tomorrow is going to be a holiday. What holiday? What in the world is he talking about? Tomorrow is going to be a holiday. What holiday? What is he talking about? חג לשם מחר, Rashi says, בלבו היה לשמיים, בטוח היה שיבוא משה ויעבדו את המקום. Today they're worshipping עבודה זרה, but tomorrow for sure Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come down. They're going to let go of the עבודה זרה. They're going to go back to serve הקדוש ברוך הוא. It's going to be a happy day for Am Yisrael. They're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hag l'shem mahar. Today they're doing Abu Dazara. Tomorrow Moshe is going to come down. It's going to be Hag. Then Farshim, they explained the Derech Remez. Said, no. Am Yisrael, they built the Igel. That was a day before Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu came down, that means Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai when Yud Zayin Betamuz, and when they built the Eigel, it was Tet Zayin Betamuz. They got mixed up with the 40 days. They built the Eigel Tet Zayin Tamuz, and the day after, tomorrow, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Yud Zayin Betamuz came down from Har Sinai, he saw the Eigel, and he broke the Luchot. That's one of the reasons. We have five reasons why we fast in Shabbat Asar Betamuz. One of them, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchot. That means that today, Tet Zayin Betamuz, when Aharon, he was saying this pasuk, Hag L'Adonai Mahar, tomorrow, the Yud Zayin Betamuz eventually is going to turn into Hag. Going to turn into Yom Tov. Why? Because the pasuk said, Ko Amar Hashem, Soma Rabi'i, Soma Hamishi, Soma Shabi'i, Soma Asri, Yiyu Lebet Yehuda, Sason Simchah Ma'adim Tovim. Those, the fast of Shabbat Asar Betamuz of tomorrow, eventually in the future, is going to turn into Yom Tov. That's as a side point. So that's what he said, Hag L'Hashem Mahar. It means in the future, when Mashiach is going to come, that day, Shabbat Asar Betamuz, is going to turn into Yom Tov. There's no more fast. It's going to be Hag. But whatever it is, what does the Pasuk, Vayara Aharon, Vayibin Mizbeyach Lefanav? What does it mean, Vayibin Mizbeyach? Rashi says, Debarim Harbe Ra'a Aharon. He saw a lot of things, Aharon. Ra'a Hur Ben Ahoto, Shehaya Mukhiham, Baharaguhu. Vezehu Vayibin Mizbeyach Lefanav. What does it mean, Vayibin Mizbeyach? Vayabin Et Hazabuach Lefanav. He saw that Hur, his nephew, they asked him first, the Arab rab, they asked Hur to do Avodah Zarah, to do the Eigel for them. He rebuked them, he didn't listen to them, and they killed him. And now Aharon says, Ve'od ra'a ve'amar mutab she'itle sirachon bi ve'lo bahem. Ve'od ra'a ve'amar imhem bonim et mizbeyach, zim bi tzror ve'zim bi eben, ve'msit menachtan asuya bebat achat. Mitoch she'ani bone oto ve'mta'atzel b'mlechti, ben kach Mosheba. So Aharon HaKohen, he said, listen, if I'm not going to listen to them, they're going to kill me as well. Same way they killed Hur, they're going to kill me. And if they're going to kill me, then Hasb Shalom, there's no takana for Am Yisrael. Im Yiharek B'Mishkan Hashem, B'Mikdash Hashem, Kohen V'Nabi, they killed Hur, who was Nabi. Now they're going to kill Aharon, who was Kohen. Then Hasb Shalom, there's no takana for Am Yisrael. So he said, you better off, I get the punishment, so Am Yisrael should have kapara. It means he was Moser Nefesh for Am Israel. Not only that, Mutab Shittaleh Sirachon Bi, below him. V'od, he said, if I'm going to let them do the Eigel, they're going to do it fast. Now, Aharon HaKohen, he told them, I'll do it for you. Just Parikun Zmeh Zahav Asher Be'oznei Neshechem, Be'nechem Lotechem Ve'abiyu Elay. He told them, he wanted to kill some time until Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come. Go get me the jewelry of your wives. He knew, Aharon HaKohen, which wife is going to give, willing to give up her jewelry for anything. Try to take jewelry from a lady, he wouldn't be able to. She wouldn't let go of it. So then Moshe Rabbeinu, Aharon HaKohen, he told the Arab Rab, go collect all the jewelry of your wives. He knew that they're going to have a fight between them, they're going to have an argument. Until they're going to come back, Moshe is going to come down. But whatever the Pasuk said, that Parikuk al-Anz Nizihab, Asher Be'oznehim. Asher Be'oznehim, Mazeh Be'oznehim, there are a few Pirushim, some they want to explain. They grabbed it from the ladies and they brought it. The ladies, they did not want to give it. They took it by Al-Qur'an. So that's Aharon HaKohen. He did all what he could to stop them from doing that Avodah Zarah. So all these things, you see that also Midrash Tanhuma also tells us that Ba'ashlicheu Ba'ash Ve'yetzeh Aigel Hazeh. Aaron, he wanted to kill time. He wanted to prepare it slowly, the kilo, you know, with all the kavanot, and slowly you have to make it good. But Yenus ve'yim beros that Yonatan Uzziah brings down, those they were also, they came out from Mitzrayim. They took the petek that Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote to bring Yosef out of Nilus. He wrote Alishor, Alishor. He wrote Shem Meforash, he wrote on a piece of clay, and he wrote Alishor, so the coffin of Yosef Tzadik should float until you get Yosef Tzadik, and that's how he got Yosef Tzadik. And those two kids, Yednus Ve'im Beros, they took that Heres, it says on it Shem Meforash, it says on it Alishor, Alishor, right away they hid it, and they threw it inside the Heret that Aaron was making the Eigel. They put it in, Ve'yetzeh Eigel Hazeh. he wanted Aharon, he wanted to kill sometimes to shape it, to prepare it, but automatically, vayetzeh me'atzmo, yetzeh me'elav, by itself. Why? Because they wrote the through that piece inside. It says on the Shem Mefurash, it says on the Ta'ali Shor, and the Shor came out. That's what the Pasuk said. Not only this, Pasuk Tehillim said, Ve'amiru et kibudam betabnit shor ochel esib. The shor, the ta'egel, the Am Israel, the here that they got, here it was talking, it was walking, it was eating. Betabnit shor ochel esib. It was eating. It was talking to them, it was eating. So it was all, that's all Shem Mefurash. So that's what Aharon HaKohen, he wanted all what he did, it was Moser Nefesh for Am Israel. He wanted to kill some time until they're going to come, until Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come. But nothing helped. Here, that's what happened over here. So here you see by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to Aharon HaKohen, he did not punish Aharon HaKohen. Why? Because he doesn't have any share in Avon HaEgel, Aharon HaKohen. He doesn't have a share whatsoever in Avon HaEgel. Now we said, how come we said that the Parah Aduma, the Mizbah of Parah Aduma has to be done with whom? By Al-Azar HaKohen, by the Sigan, not by Aharon HaKohen. And the Parot Adumot are going to bring in the future, Dafka by Kohen Gadol has to be brought. Why not the first one has to be brought by Kohen Gadol? Ela, the Farshim, they want to tell us that here, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to command Aharon HaKohen to bring Parah Aduma, people are going to say, listen, also Aharon HaKohen, he did Abira by building the Aigel, by preparing the Aigel. Therefore, Hashem commanded him to bring Parah Aduma to be Mechaper al Avon Aigel. Because according to the Pnei Yoshua, so the first Parah Aduma, what is it for? To be Mechaper al Avon Aigel. So if Aharon himself is going to do Parah Aduma, people are going to say, why is he doing Parah Aduma? Parah Aduma is the first Parah Aduma. Everyone knows. To be Mechaper, Rabbi Moshe Darshan. That means Aharon, he has a share in Avon HaEgel also. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. Aharon shouldn't touch this Parah Aduma. The first Parah Aduma, he shouldn't touch it. Why? Because since that the first Parah Aduma is going to be Mechaper al Avon HaEgel, I do not want Aharon HaKohen to be part of it. Why? Because I don't want people to start talking about Aharon that he had a share in Avon HaEgel as well. Aharon was Kodesh Kadashim. He has no share whatsoever by Avon HaEgel. Therefore, that Parah Aduma was Vata Davka B'Sigan. Why? Because this Parah Aduma, Pnei Yeshua said, coming to be Mechaper al Avon HaEgel. However, all the other eight Parot Adumot that they brought in the future, it's not to be Mechaper al Avon HaEgel. Ella for what? Huka. No one knows the reason except Moshe Rabbeinu. So if that's the case, Kohen Gadol could bring it. Rabbi Yehuda said, he said, also Kohen Gadol, also a regular Kohen. But Hakim said, Dafka, Kohen Gadol. It's a ma'aseh hashuv Parah Aduma. Let the Kohen Gadol do it. But not the first one. The first one, I do not want people to think that Aharon had a share whatsoever in Avon HaEgel. Aharon was pure from Avon HaEgel at all. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu did not do anything to him. And he was the one chosen to be Mechaper al Am Israel every time he goes to Yom Kippurim to be Mechaper al Am Israel. Who? Aharon HaKohen. Why? Because he has no share whatsoever by Avon HaEgel. Now, we all know that Rashi tells us in Parashat Yitro, the Pasuk said, וישמע יתרו כהן מדיין את כל אשר עשה אלוהים למשה ולישראל עמו. Rashi asked from the Midrash, he said, למשה ולישראל עמו. Isn't Moshe part of Israel? The Pasuk could have said, בקיצור, וישמע יתרו כל אשר עשה אלוהים לישראל. That's it. Moshe is part of Am Israel. What? עשה השם, עשה אלוהים למשה ולישראל עמו. What is this? Rashi says over there, ללמדך ששקול משה כנגד כל ישראל. אשר עשה אלוקים למשה ולישראל עמו. משה is compared, you put משה in one side of the scale, עם ישראל the other side, they're even. שקול משה כנגד כל ישראל. Just like also the פסוק also said by שירת הים, אז ישיר משה ובני ישראל, או משה ובני ישראל, שקול משה כנגד כל ישראל. So that's what Rashi tells us. And we have in פרשת ואירה, also Rashi tells us, said, הוא אהרון ומשה, הוא משה ואהרון. But when they came to Parod, Pasuk Parashat Va'ira, what it is, it teaches us that both of them are Shekulim. Shekulim, Shnehem Shekulim Ki Ahad. Moshe Shakul Ki Aharon, Aharon Shakul Ki Moshe. And since that, we say that Moshe Shakul Ki Neged Kol Israel, so also Aharon HaKohen, who was Shakul Ki Neged Moshe, So it says the same about Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen, he was also Shakul Kineret Kol Israel. So since that, now Moshe Rabbeinu, but by Avon Aigel, he wasn't down here on earth, he was Bashamayim. Who was here on earth? Aharon and Israel. And Aharon Shakul Kineret Kol Israel. Since that Aharon, he has no share whatsoever by Avon Aigel, only Am Israel, they had the Avon Aigel, but Aharon, we just explained, he has no share whatsoever by Avon Aigel. Therefore, he's not allowed to bring the first Parah Adumah. If that's the case, when Am Israel, they have to bring now, they have to give Mahasit HaShekel to be Mechaper on Nefshot Echem, to be Mechaper on what? The Gemara, Yerushalmi, Masechet Shkarim tells us, Mahasit HaShekel is coming to be Mechaper on Avon Aigel. Therefore, that you have to give Mahasit HaShekel to be Mechaper on Avon Aigel. And Avon Aigel, Aharon and Israel, they were down here. And Aharon has no share whatsoever by Avon Aigel. And Aharon Shakul Kineged Kol Israel. That means you have to give only half a shekel, not full shekel. Why? Because since that Aharon Shakul Kineged Kol Israel, and only Israel did Avon Aigel, not Aharon. Aharon no share whatsoever. Therefore, how much you should give Kapara? Half a shekel. Why? Because half, to teach us that the other half, Mahasit HaShekel, Terumah LaHashem. The other half shekel, that's Kineged Aharon HaKohen, who was Shakul, Kineged Kol Israel. The other half a shekel, Kineged Aharon, that's Kodesh LaHashem. Terumah LaHashem. That's only Kodesh Kodeshim. Aharon HaKohen, he didn't have no share in Avon Aigel at all. Therefore, Am Yisrael, they have to give only half a shekel. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, he was bothered in the beginning. How much the person is going to give Kofir for his nefesh, it's not going to be enough. Until Hashem told him, I'm not asking kifi kohay, I'm asking kifi kohan. Whatever they did, since that by them, the Aharon Shakul Kineged Kol Israel, therefore they have to give only half a shekel for Am Israel, not for Aharon HaKohen, who was Shakul Kineged Kol Israel. So therefore, for Aharon HaKohen, you don't have to give, and you have to give only half a shekel, and that's going to be kapara for you. That's where what you see from all these derashot, that's the reason why the Torah said you have to give only Mahasit HaShekel, even though B'derech Klal, every time, if you give something whole, something complete, that's more Hashibut. But here to show us, you have to give Mahasit HaShekel only to show us that Aharon HaKohen, he does not have any share by Avon Aigel. Adrabah, he was Moser Nefesh. He was willing to die. Mutab, Sheit Talei, Serachon B. The main thing that Am Israel should have kapara for them. That's Mahshavot Aharon HaKohen had. Therefore, the Torah commands us to give only Mahasit HaShekel. That's a Gedolei Israel. All the time, Gedolei Israel, they're trying to be Melamed Zechot Al Am Israel, doing all their best for Am Israel. That's what Hakim here tell us. Be'ezrat Hashem, and also Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us, Be'ezrat Hashem, that we should always be Melamed Zechot Al Am Israel, Be'ezrat Hashem. And this week, when we're going to read Parashat Parah, that it should be considered as if we brought Parah Adumah, and then Be'ezrat Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to send us Mashiach, it's going to be Be'ezrat Hashem, and it's going to bring the 10th Parah Adumah that we're waiting for, Be'od Ba'a Asiriya, and then it's going to purify all of us, Be'ezrat Hashem, B'Binyan Beit HaMikdash, Rabbi Yamenu, and then we're going to understand the reason of Parah Adumah. As we said, La'atid Labo, now for us, the Bere Ben Israel, as of now, it's Chukka. But La'atid Labo, עם ישראל גם אנדרסטנד הריזם פרה אדומה בעזר השם יתברך בביאת משיח עסקינו ברבי ימינו אמן ואמן רבי חננה בן עקשיא אומר עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכם